my guest this morning is Musselman High School Principal Holly Kleppner. Welcome in.
Thank you. Good morning.
The topic at hand, of course, is the school closures. Because of COVID-19, of course, the school calendar has been upside down since about this time last year. And you have concerns about how it's affecting students, not only in the state, but particularly in Berkeley County. Let's talk about that.
Right now, we started off with weekly phone calls from parents that were concerned. We were all, as educators, working through remote learning, and teachers were doing a really great job with it. But now we have reached a turning point where first semester grades just went out. 35% of our students had either one F or more. Parents are calling hourly. Kids are calling hourly, crying, wanting to come back. What can we do? Credit recovery is going to be a bear next year to try to get everyone caught back up. And we need our kids in the building. We need them face-to-face with our staff.
So someone who maybe hasn't been in the school system, hasn't been a student for a while, and maybe, you know, knows students who say, I'd rather just not have to go to school if I didn't have to, may have a hard time wrapping their heads around the fact that students really are missing in-person instruction. Talk about that. Why is that so important?
When you have that student in front of you, you know, you can explain a chemistry equation. You can explain a math problem. When you're trying to do that through videos or you're talking to a blank screen of students, it's hard to get your point across. And students don't want to show their face on a Teams meeting. And they don't want to reach out and ask that question. So that communication alone is huge in what we're missing. In day-to-day. And I go up and down the halls of Musselman every day, and I hear our teachers teaching away to initials on a screen or, you know, completely blank screen. There may only be four kids that show up, and occasionally one will put their camera on. But, you know, they're just shutting down.
How is this manifesting itself? You said you're getting calls not only from parents but students. What impact is this having aside from the grades going down?
The socially not being around, you can hear the depression in their voice when you talk to them. If you go out in the community during the day, our kids are out. They're working full-time jobs now during the day because they have just basically given up on the fact that we're going to come back in the building. So they're also missing the normal scheduled Teams meetings and time that they can be with their teachers. They're just trying to do what they can at night, and many of them are failing because of it.
So we know across the state there are school systems that have the majority of their students coming in at least a few days a week to in-person instruction. Berkeley County has been a bit of an outlier, especially in terms of its high school population, because of the COVID-19 map. Talk about that.
We're at a disadvantage because, obviously, of where we live and where Berkeley County is. You know, we're surrounded by two states. People coming in and out of the state. We're a large county. You know, we have a large hospital. We have VA centers. We have correctional facilities. And our kids are at the mercy of those places and those numbers. And the community spread is not within the school. We've proven that when we were in school. We only have 65% of our kids doing that want to do brick learning. Our students were given a choice, and now that choice has even been taken away. So if they come in doing the hybrid method like we are doing right now with our K through 8, we only have about 32-33% of our kids in the building, on any given day. So, you know, the state needs to look at each county individually and not do this one-size-fits-all.
So I think someone listening might say, well, this is all about sports. The fall season kind of got robbed. Berkeley County schools, which had been, made perennial appearances at the football playoffs, didn't get their chance this year because of COVID-19. Winter sports is getting ready to gear up. This is going to impact athletes as well, right?
Oh, 100%. We have begged, even when we're not in school, to let kids, you know, let 10 trumpet players come in and work together, you know, to keep numbers small. Or, you know, 12 kids on a basketball team come together and condition or work out. But the, with us not being in school, the governor has stated that that can't be allowed. It's almost like we're doing things backwards. Instead of allowing small groups of students to get together that'll give them that motivation to do well in school, we're holding that part of it hostage. So kids are not getting anything. But if we come back to school, we may have 40 kids in a PE class. So that, to me, doesn't make sense. I think we need to give the kids something to keep, you know, to keep their motivation, keep them going, to keep them active, to keep them around adults, to keep them structured.
So for someone who's listening and they're like, well, it's just all about, you know, they want to make sure that their kids get in their winter sports. It's more than that. It's that the activities are actually what's driving the camaraderie and motivating these kids to stay in school and do better.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've talked to a few kids this week that said, you know, there's no hope. So why should I do anything with my, you know, with my academics? And it's sad to hear that when a kid is that hopeless at this point.
Holly Kleppner is with us. She is the principal at Musselman High School in Berkeley County. So what, in your estimation, could be done statewide? If you had an audience with the governor or the folks who are making these rules up, how would you like to see this altered?
I would first like them to read the CDC guidelines that clearly state that schools should not be impacted according to a community map. You know, other places use different things. We use a map. But that should not impact whether a school opens or closes. What I feel they should do, if we can open the schools, obviously, if a cluster happens at Musselman High School and we start a spread within the school, we should close the school for a period of time until we get that under control. And I think that's what needs to be looked at, as opposed to us relying on a community spread or a community cluster that does not affect the school itself.
So our numbers are going down in Berkeley County. You know, what, in the past few weeks, we've had a couple of days where the number of active cases went down by nearly 100. Why isn't that making an impact on us as our status on as red on map?
From what I see, because I click on the daily trend every day, the 7-day trend, and that is because of the amount of people that are being tested. So if you test 600 people in one day and only 10 are positive, obviously your percentage is very low. But now we've done all these vaccinations in the county, you know, many people have had COVID within the county. And so only the sick people or people who think they are getting tested. So we may only test 200 to 300 people on any given day. So if 20 people test positive, then your percentage rate is much higher. And that is what is locking us in. And I keep hearing, you know, from different groups across the state, well, just do more testing and have more people test. But why would you test people that aren't sick or symptomatic just to manipulate the numbers?
What else would you like the listener to know about your perspective on this as a principal, as a mom, as someone who's been an athlete?
There are so many aspects to high school, and it all comes together. Whether you're in a club, whether you're in a sport, whether you're in a leadership class, whether you're trying to learn chemistry, all of that mingles together, you know, to make that whole student. And we have got to get these kids back in front of us, or we're going to be dealing with the repercussions of this from years to come. Because if you just think, if you were a ninth grader, and I don't know any of my ninth graders because they were only here for a very short amount of time. If you're a ninth grader and you've already failed two classes, you're going to be playing catch up for the next 4 years. And, you know, that's taking away a class that a student would really want to take, maybe a cooking class, maybe band class, you know, any those are the types of things that hook a kid, once makes them want to do well while they're in school and get involved.
Well, it's that momentum, too. I think once you see a D or an F on your transcript where you haven't seen one before, that's a line you haven't crossed.
And I had a mom call the other day that has had a straight A student all the way through, and he got two D's on his report card. And she said, I just sat down and sobbed because we've never dealt with this before. But, you know, she said, I know the teachers are working. I just know that he's shutting down, and she can see that happening.
Holly Kleppner is with us, Musselman High School principal. Anything else you want the listener to know before we have to let you go?
No, our community has been fantastic, and I do want to give a shout-out to our teachers. They are working and trying to make the best of a bad situation, but if we want to get through to these kids, we just have to have them back in our building.
Holly Kleppner, Musselman High School principal, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.